Can you imagine that mathematical problems are used as offerings to gods? To imagine, but there was once a Japanese tradition to draw geometrical problems on wooden tablets and place them as offerings at Shinto shrines or Buddhist temples. The tradition started after the Battle of Sekigahara in 1600. The Eastern Army, under the rule of Tokugawa Ieyasu, won, and Tokugawa began his rule of Japan. Tokugawa was deeply concerned over the rise of Christianity and other Western influences on the Japanese people brought by the ever-increasing trade. He feared the changes the Western influence might bring on the traditional Japanese values and way of living, and thus he decided to close the country to forbid Portuguese, Spanish, and other ships to enter Japan. The whole country went into a sort of lockdown for 265 years. This Japan versus the world lockdown was called Sakoku, which means in Japanese, country in chains, or lockup of country. During the centuries-long Sakoku, no foreigner could enter or Japanese leave the country on penalty of death. Interestingly enough, the period of Sakoku was one of the most prosperous and productive periods in Japan's history. Japan greatly developed many aspects of their culture, including literature, art, and mathematics. Many practices were created and revived during this time, one of which was the practice of hanging wooden tablets, called Sengaku, at shrines and temples. The Sengaku were colorfully painted and inscribed with math problems, which, in a Western context, would be like seeing math problems etched on glass windows in a cathedral. While this practice might seem odd and weird, it made perfect sense to the people of that time. The practice of hanging these wooden tablets could be traced back to the practice of giving offerings to the gods. For instance, the most favorable offering would be a horse, but as most people couldn't afford to offer a horse, they chose to inscribe drawings of a horse on a wooden tablet as a substitute. The Sengaku, a word that literally means mathematical tablet, may have been also acts of homage, a thanks to a guiding spirit, or they may have been cheeky challenges to other worshippers. The Sengaku were hung up by various mathematic enthusiasts, including samurai, merchants, farmers, men, women, and children alike. They would hang as a challenge to other worshippers, as if saying, "Solve this if you can."